It's time to join the American family Robinson again. And once again, we find Windy Bill in the toils of the law, charged with murder. And for once, Windy is innocent. The murder was entirely a creation of Windy's imagination. He staged and directed it with young Bob Robinson in the role of corpse for the purpose of attracting the public to the scene of the murder, Cozy Camp, the tourist camp which Windy won in a poker game. Mr. Dobbins, a neighbor, found out about the promotion stunt and let Luke and Myra in on it, but he felt that Windy needed a lesson, so he's kept his discovery from the authorities. Windy prevailed upon the simple-minded carpenter to help him break out of jail, and now Windy's heart palpitates with the fear of discovery while his fellow conspirator works away at the lock.
Oh, aren't you almost through that thing?
It's coming along, all right.
Now, if you don't hurry with it, you'll get a long rest, about 20 years.
What do you mean, 20 years?
You'll find out. If the sheriff catches us, hurry, man, hurry. Oh, I could chew through that lock in the time it's taken you.
Now you look here. You quit complaining about my work.
Now, don't go off mad, Lizer. Don't leave me. I take it all back, every bit of it.
Don't go on about it.
Lizer, now you're one of nature's noblemen. A sweeter nature and a more efficient carpenter I never saw.
Oh, shucks. I can say the same thing about you. I take a shine to you, too.
Yeah.
You got a gift talking, all right. Of course, more than half the time, what you say don't mean nothing, but sounds good.
You flatter me, Liza. I believe now if I threw my weight against that door, it just might. Now stand off a bit, Liza. We'll try it.
No. That wouldn't make a neat-looking job. I'd rather cut it through clean and look better.
Now, this is no time to be exhibiting a foolish pride in your work, Liza. Stand away. Now for the getaway. Come on, quick. That noise must surely have reached somebody, and they'll be after us.
Ain't nobody after me. Now you wait till I get my tools gathered
up. Oh, leave the tools, confound it. You promised you'd drive me out to Cozy Camp, and you've got to do it.
You're the most impulsive fella. Now, how about that note? Did you put it where the sheriff's sure to see it?
Well, it's right there on the table. Come on.
Oh, yes. Now, let's see. Dear Sheriff, out for half an hour, back at 5, Winkle.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to add very truly yours and best regards or something.
Oh, listen, you simple-minded old simpleton. If we don't get out of here fast, you know what'll happen?
No, what?
Well, the sheriff will arrest you and put you in that cell right over there. You have assisted the criminal to escape. You know that? You're in it now with me right up to the neck.
But I ain't done nothing. You said it was all right.
Yes, but that's not what the sheriff will say. Now will you come on? You've got to skate, too. Don't you get it?
Oh, gosh, let's get out of here.
Wait. Let me go first. When we get to the end of the corridor, I'll make a dash for the door. You follow. Where's your car?
Parked it right out front.
Good. Ready now. When we get to the door, run for it.
Run for what?
Why, the car, stupid. The car. Now.
Look where you're going.
I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry. Now, Elijah, quick. Start the car. Elijah! Confound it, Elijah! Come on. Come on, what are you doing?
My sock fell down. I have to fix it.
Your sock. Can you get this thing going with you? They'll be after us with machine guns.
Glory, I hope she starts. Sometimes I have to crank her.
Now stick to the back street till we get out of town.
Is anybody pursuing us?
No, not yet. Buck up, man. What are you shaking for? You're wobbling all over the road.
I'm shaking because I'm scared. That's why. Ain't never been a fugitive from justice before.
Now, Elijah, old boy, just be calm. Take it easy. Leave everything to me. I'll save you. Now, that's the place up ahead. You'd better stop here. We don't want to be seen from the camp.
I don't want to stop till we're out of the country. Up to now, I've been a respectable citizen. I never even stole as much as an apple or crossed Main Street against the red light.
Oh.
And now I'm a fleeing the law, and it's all your fault.
Oh, stop, will you? Listen to reason. I'll fix everything, I tell you.
How are you going to do that?
Come on with me. I'll show you. Now, don't be nervous, Elijah. I assure you, in a few moments, our troubles will be all over.
Well, something tells me my troubles are just beginning.
Oh, nonsense. You see, Elijah, this murder that I've been accused of...
Murder? Glory be, are you a murderer?
You mean you don't know who I am? Good heavens, man, don't you read the papers? My case has occupied the front page of the Greenville Intelligencer for 2 whole days. Probably I'm famous all over the country.
Get away from me. Don't you come a step closer, I warn you. Here. I'll fight the last ditch. I'll sell my life dearly.
Now, don't be melodramatic, my dear fellow. I'm not a real murderer.
You got me out here to rob me. That's what you did. Here's 85 cents. Well, that's all I got on me. Take it, but spare my life.
No, you don't understand. I brought you out here to save you from being arrested, from helping me escape from jail. I'm your friend, Elijah. However, well, that 85 cents might come in handy, having to send at the moment. I'll just take charge of our resources if you insist. Thanks.
Now, please, mister, can I go? I don't want to be mixed up with no murderer.
Oh, tush, man, don't be silly. I'm not a murderer, actually.
But you said yourself it was in the paper.
It was all a mistake, you see. I was framed. The man I'm supposed to have murdered is alive and well. At this very moment, he's hiding in these woods, and we're going to find him.
You're sure it'll be him we'll find, or will it be his ghost?
Now, don't be childish. As soon as we find him, Elijah, we'll take him back to town with us, and we'll both be cleared.
But even if he is real, and we do take him back, I don't see how it's going to help me none.
Why, it's simple. If the man I'm supposed to have murdered is alive, well, that clears me of being a murderer. It means I'm not a criminal at all. And if I'm not a criminal, you can't be arrested for helping me escape. See?
Sounds kind of complicated, but maybe if you just went over it again, kind of slow, I could get it.
Oh, well, let it go. You just have to trust me. Stick to me and do just as I tell you, and you'll be all right.
I guess I've got to trust you. Ain't nothing else to do.
Now, buck up, Elijah. As long as you place your fate in the hands of William Winkle, you have nothing to fear. Carry on.
Where to?
To the scene of the murder. Bob ought to be around there somewhere, so I'll lead the way.
Gosh, I don't like this.
Now keep a sharp lookout for a boy about...
There's one over there with a fishing pole. Hey!
Quiet, you idiot. That's not the one. Don't let him see.
Hello? You want me?
No, son. Just a mistake. We thought you were someone else. Run along.
I know you. Your picture was in the paper. You're the guy...
You're mistaken, kid. My picture was never in the paper. Go away. Oh, here's a nickel. Buy yourself an ice cream cone.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Winkle. You don't look like Frankenstein. But the paper said... Well, I gotta hurry and tell my pop.
Listen, here. I'm not Mr. Winkle, you understand? And if I give you a quarter, will you promise me not to tell your pop you saw me?
Sure, I promise. Thanks.
There.
I'll tell him I didn't see you, and you don't look a bit like Frankenstein. So long.
Hey, come back here. Hey. Now look what you've done. That kid'll have the news all over town in half an hour. They'll get that confounded posse out again. We gotta hurry.
Yeah, but you told me to look for a boy.
Oh, Bob.
I did look for a boy, and then when I found one...
Oh, it's your Uncle Windy, Bob.
You can't blame me if it was the wrong one. How was I to know?
Quiet. Be quiet, can't you? Oh, where the dickens could that boy be?
Well, he sure ain't in this county, I'll tell you that. That yell would have fetched him enough to wake the dead.
Oh, he's gone. He's double-crossed me. I'm a ruined man.
Well, don't take it so hard. Maybe he just went for a walk or to lunch.
Lunch? Yes, that's it. Why, he must have gone to get food. Maybe he went home. There's a chance, just a chance. Come on.
But where to now? My gosh, we're no more than get one place and you... wait up, will you?
If you don't want that posse to catch up to us, you'd better run.
Do you think they'll get out the bloodhounds?
Wait.
Say, well, why don't you put out your hand when you stop sudden?
I can't do it. I can't show my face in Cozy Camp. If Bob isn't there, they think I murdered him.
Well, now what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm trapped. Wait a minute, you. You'll have to do it.
No, sir. If it's opening more jail doors, no, sir.
No, not that. Now listen. I want you to go to the office of the camp. That building right over there, see? Lukey will be there. Go in and start a conversation with him. Get friendly. You can find out if his son is there. But don't let him know that I sent you. Now listen carefully.
Hello. Cozy Camp, Robinson speaking.
What? What? He's escaped? But how? No, he hasn't been seen around here. Say, now, look here, you've got to find him. Well, now, this has gone far enough, and there's no telling what he'll do. And if you find him, go easy with him, will you, Sheriff? I don't mind if you scare him a little, but don't hurt him seriously. Yes, all right. Goodbye.
Yes, come in. How do you do? Mr. Robinson, are you?
Yes, sir, I am. What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing particular. I just dropped in to see you.
Well, that's fine. Have a chair. I don't believe I know you.
Your name's Elijah Jonathan Tolliver. Most folks call me Elijah.
No, that's reasonable. Have a cigar?
No, thanks. How's business?
Well, it's picked up a good bit. Thanks to Wendy, the proprietor. Know him?
Not by that name. Nice weather?
Yes, it is. Yes, fine weather.
Can't tell how long it'll hold, though.
No one can.
See, got a book.
Yes. Have you read it? It's a study of capitalism.
Well, I heard that capitalism. Some folks don't seem to like it.
Well, I maintain that those folks don't realize what the term means. Capitalism as a theory is a little unfashionable right now, but practically speaking, we not only like it, but most of us are capitalists. I dare say that you're a capitalist yourself.
Oh, you guessed wrong there. I'm Nelk.
Oh, no. I mean, if you own any property, your home, a car, a savings account, an investment, then you're a capitalist.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm one, but I don't recall ever being initiated into it.
Well, you were initiated into it when you became a citizen of this country. When you had the good fortune to become a part of an economic system of free men in which production and distribution is on personal initiative with the incentive of private profit.
I haven't been noticing any private profits lately.
Yeah, but you have benefited from a private profit system just the same. Under this system, we have a classless society because you or anybody can move freely and easily from one economic and social group to the other.
Like Abner Dewberry, you mean? Yeah, he used to be a junkman. Got in the antique business, now he's about the richest man in these parts.
Exactly. Why, it's happened 1,000 times. He could do that because he was free to go as far as his own initiative could take him. But suppose he happened to live under a system where his rights were controlled by the state or by one ruler. What then? Would the state or a ruler have the least interest in setting Abner up in the antique business?
Guess not.
Of course not. You're right. And he'd still be a junk man. And even his junk wouldn't be his own.
Well, Abner wouldn't like that.
Well, of course, you bet he wouldn't. Neither would I. The most precious thing we have is freedom. Freedom to work for ourselves and our family.
Uh-oh. I almost forgot. Yes. How is your family?
I beg your pardon?
Your folks. How are all your folks?
Why, they're fine.
All alive and well, are they?
Why, yes, of course. Say, wait a minute. What do you mean, alive?
Just what I said. I'm only asking what the fella told me to. Ask him if they're all alive and well, he said.
What fella?
Why, the fella that... I can't say.
Windy? Was it Windy Winkle? Say, where is he? Take me to him quick. I've got something important.
But he said...
Never mind what he said. Where is
he? He's hiding around back. But now, honest mister, I didn't want to cause no right. trouble.
Oh, Windy! Windy! It's all right. You can come home now. Well, he's not out there.
He ain't?
No.
Well, now, ain't that funny? I left him there a minute ago. Where do you suppose he's going to?
Well, I don't know. But I've got to find him. Come on.
Bob has disappeared. Wendy has disappeared. Here's a situation. A murder case with no victim and no murderer. What will happen? Be sure and listen to our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett and produced by the National Industrial Council.